Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Bear Tooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let me play this quick soundbite here, this quick segment from Raymond Arroyo and Laura Ingram on her program on Fox last night, because I told folks in the 6 o'clock hour I would play it, and then we'll get David Noble's reaction to it. But Kamala Harris, we talked a little bit about this already, Kamala Harris admitting that they, her, Joe Biden, and John Tester killed the American dream. And then old Sleepy Joe was on The View.
All right, Raymond, President Biden hit The View today, has nothing better to do, and was treated like a conquering hero.
We're back with President Joe Biden.
You've been the best. How do you want the Biden administration remembered?
Thank you for everything you've done in my entire lifetime.
Laura, it took Biden half an hour to get the slobber off of his orthopedic Oxfords. Look, this was less of an interview than a family day at the memory care unit. But remember, they're really thanking him for leaving, for getting out. And if Biden is the best, why is Harris the nominee? His reaction to all of that, very unclear, Laura.
Are you at peace with your decision?
When I ran this last term, I said that I thought saw myself as a transition president. So finally, I decided that it was better. And I meant what I said.
Did you feel that your hand was forced? And what is your relationship with Speaker Pelosi now?
My relationship is fine. Look, what I did was, I think there were, it makes sense. There were some folks who would like to see me step aside.
Joe, you did step aside. Newsflash. Laura, this was embarrassing. But you know what? He tied his policies to Kamala Harris. And I have to say, that could be his revenge, reminding them of this Biden-Kamala pact and what it could get you the next time around.
David Noble, your thoughts, yeah.
Well, I haven't heard Joe Biden in a while because it's all been Kamala Harris. Just to hear him again is just a reminder of how bad he really is. And remember, Tester and Harris told us for years Joe Biden's fine behind closed doors. He's, you know, he's doing Rubik's cubes, you know, faster than the engineers. He's you know, talking circles around everybody. He's totally on point. That's what Tester and Harris told us. Like, how are John Tester and Kamala Harris not just absolutely shamed out of politics and shamed out of office and resigning in disgrace because of all the lies they told us about Joe Biden being so on point? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, John Tester told us this.
Joe Biden, when I've been around him, and that's not every day, but when I've been around him, when I've seen him on the news, he's absolutely 100% with it.
Anyway, I changed the naming convention on that file, so it's at the top of my queue every day, just in case it's needed, just for times such as these.
Right. It's perfect. And then, of course, there's a lot to say about that clip about Kamala Harris, too, and the policies and destroying the American dream, etc. But, man, to hear Biden again like that, geez.
Yeah, it's like, wow, this guy is still the president. And look at everything that's going on in the world. Crazy. We've got not just one, not just two, but three woke updates of the week. We better get to those first, because otherwise we'll forget and it'll be 7:58.
Military Matters.
China test-fired a long-range intercontinental ballistic missile into the Pacific Ocean on Wednesday. Although designed to carry a nuclear warhead, the ICBM test was carrying a dummy warhead. This was the first test of its kind since 1980. However, China's defense ministry offered little details of the test. But Beijing's latest missile has an estimated range of 9,300 miles and is capable of reaching the U.S. mainland. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said China warned the U.S. military of its test before launching.
Getting that advanced notification, and that further reduces the risks of any misperception and miscalculation, so we certainly welcome that.
Following the advanced warning, the U.S. military monitored the test using aircraft. The ICBM flew over the Philippines before splashing down into the Pacific Ocean. Tensions remain high between China and the Philippines after the U.S. military deployed a new mid-range missile system called the Typhon to the Philippines. For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Liz Frieden, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, high temperatures will stay up near 80 in Bozeman to about 86 in the Billings area. For tonight, clear skies continuing, low temperatures in the upper 40s and low 50s. And then on Friday with more sunshine, high staying in the lower to middle 80s and still looking sunny and mild into the weekend. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Democrat congressional candidate Monica Tranel, the Democrat candidate for the Western Congressional District, had to cancel her appearance with us on Montana Talks, but there were still a couple of questions that I wanted to ask. We got into that in Wednesday's 8 o'clock hour of the show. If you missed it, download the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, and you got all the podcasts there, including that show. Or if you listen to Spotify podcasts, you can get the Montana Talks podcast there as well.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David, let's actually start with your woke update of the week. I think Tim and Savage sent this to us earlier this week, because to me, this ties in with our judicial system here in Montana and what will happen if the radical left continues to hold a grip on our courts and our Supreme Court here in Montana. But yeah, give us your woke update of the week here.
Published September 23rd, 2024 at Fox News, Indiana judge rules prison must provide transgender surgery for the inmate who killed a baby. A federal judge ruled that it would be unconstitutional for an Indiana prison to deny a transgender inmate sex reassignment surgery following the inmate's lawsuit against the facility. Of course, it was the ACLU that sued, and they filed lots of lawsuits here in Montana as well. Sued the Indiana DOC on behalf of a transgender inmate who was convicted of strangling his 11-month-old stepdaughter to death.
Golly. Yeah, and I mean, this would be like, to me, now, they're obligated to provide health care to inmates that are in their prisons because they're under their care. So it's kind of like a human rights thing, right? So, but providing like, you know, plastic surgery because somebody wants, you know, puffier cheeks or less wrinkles or, you know, a butt lift or whatever, right. You know, crazy stuff they're doing out there. Like, that's not what the taxpayers are supposed to pay for. And this is just so outrageous that we would be wasting, you know, tens and tens of thousands of dollars to pay for this for somebody who killed a kid.
I mean, it's staggering. It really is staggering. And of course, they call it sex reassignment surgery, but it's really that's really not what it is.
You can't do it.
You can't do that's a misnomer.
You can chop off all the body parts you want. You're still a man. You just don't have some of the male body parts, but you're still your chromosomes are still what your chromosomes are. Your physiology is still what your physiology. You can suppress it through drugs or enhance it through drugs. You can change the look. You can, you know, chop off some of the body parts, but that doesn't change the fact that you're still a male.
And then you see these stories where a certain state will say, hey, we're going to allow transgender women to be in the women's prison. And then 80% of the male prison population suddenly is female now. They're 80% of the male prison now, they're all transgender.
Yeah.
I wonder why that might be. What interest do they have?
And all of a sudden, these transgender inmates, these men who claim to be women that are now being housed in prisons with women, are assaulting all these women, sexually assaulting all these women. Wow, big shock surprise there that's happening, right? There was a case in Billings here recently. And I think that case is still filtering through the system here. I don't think we've seen a final result here, but
That's the one you had Judge Fair on.
Judge Fair joined us on the show.
I thought that was fantastic of her to do that. I thought she did a good job of explaining sort of how it's a recommendation. It's really the DOC, blah, 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 blah. But I thought that was I give huge kudos to her for coming out and talking about it. And she did a good job of
showing up and answering questions.
And not talking about the specific case, but more talking generally, here's how it works, and coming out. I thought that was great of her to do that.
But when I remember the name, it's Panda. Panda is the man who identifies as a woman who wants to be placed in the women's prison, which I'm fully confident that if John Jackson were here, that if he ever were to be, you know, thrown behind bars because of the weaponized government, that he would identify as a woman very quickly, too. I don't think the DOC, I don't think the final sentencing has taken place yet, and I don't think so the placement for where Panda will go has been finalized yet. But I hope that what happens is that DOC makes sure they're on top of this to make sure that they don't even mistakenly place a man in the women's prison. Because, look, we can all, you know, be as judgmental as we want about people behind prison bars. But I feel bad for a lot of those women that are in that women's prison, because a lot of them, you know, they faced sexual trauma growing up and in their backgrounds, a huge percentage of that. They've had rough backgrounds, rough lifestyle. Now, they still got to, you know, pay for their crimes. But at the same time, like, that doesn't mean we should be throwing men into the women's prison to go further traumatize these women either.
No, of course. And I mean, I'm actually interested in prison as a topic. I read The Gulag Archipelago, all three volumes, 2,500 pages by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. And one of the horrific things that happened in the Gulag was sexual abuse of prisoners, you know. And I think it's absolutely incumbent upon us as a society to make sure that absolutely does not happen in our prison systems. And frankly, we could talk about that topic all day long, but we don't need to.
That's right. Hey, a couple other woke updates that I came across, both from the dailycaller.com. Democrats want climate literacy in schools as actual literacy slips. To me, this is why this race for superintendent of public instruction is so important. Susie Hedlund is a great candidate for statewide OPI. If the Democrats get control of OPI again, they're going to be pushing stuff like this, and our kids are going to get further behind in actual literacy and everything else.
Well, I think that's already happening. I think they're pushing this environmentalism in the schools like crazy, whether it's whether it's just sort of like your more tame environmentalism or whether it's more this more rabid global warming stuff, but they're pushing that. These teachers are already pushing that stuff, and our literacy is already down. And I view that story as basically Democrats just coming out and admitting that they're more interested in the schools engaging in partisan indoctrination than they are in teaching, you know, math and science and reading and writing.
The other thing I wanted to say real quick, too, that whole men and women's prisons. Look, CI 128 that opens the door for the radical transgender agenda, potentially. If you keep electing leftists on the Montana Supreme Court, if CI 128 gets across the finish line, you mark my words, these leftists on the Montana Supreme Court will figure out a way to claim that that's why they can force men into women's prisons and so much more. All right, back up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
As farmers and ranchers continue to see rising input costs and lower crop prices, groups like the National Association of Wheat Growers say they need an updated farm bill soon. Secretary of the National Wheat Growers, Nathan Kane of Loma, Montana.
There's a possibility that, you know, we could get a new farm bill, but from the talks of it, it would just be maybe a slight improvement over the 2018 farm bill. And that's not really what we're looking for. We really need a better farm bill than what we have now. It's just 2018 farm bill was great for then, and it's a totally different world now.
The outdated farm safety net they are operating under is doing nothing to address these realities.
Ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman, said it's essential to pass a new farm bill soon while also addressing the financial crisis impacting the nation's farmers by passing an ad hoc farm assistance package.
Producers are struggling to make ends meet in an environment where costs for farm inputs have ballooned from inflation, interest rates have doubled, and market prices are far below the cost of production. The next farm bill is the appropriate place to make the necessary long-term corrections to our farm safety net, which leads me to the second action Congress must take. We must redouble our efforts to pass the farm bill before the end of the calendar year that meets this moment.
Senate Democrats have yet to release language for a farm bill. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
All right, David, here was the other woke update. I think you heard me mention it about 1 hour ago in the 6 o'clock hour of this show. Tim Walz, who is Kamala Harris's running mate, Tim Walz, his administration is set to hold a racially segregated retreat for BIPOC librarians. A racially segregated retreat for BIPOC librarians. This is the Democrat candidate for Vice President of the United States of America. These people, as John Jackson would say, are effing insane.
But my question is can we bring our nibblings to that?
Yeah, are they invited? Well, only if they're BIPOC. They have to be BIPOC nibblings to attend the racially segregated retreat.
BIPOC librarians, I mean, I'm okay with that as long as we've got BIPOC nibblings.
Yeah, BIPOC nibblings, yeah. For those who don't, I think one of the...
That was maybe the first woke update we ever had.
That was one of the all-time greatest woke updates
yeah,
of the week.
Nibbling is the gender-neutral term for nieces and nephews.
That's right, yeah. Well, and I remember BIPOC when the defund the police, you know, the BLM riots were taking place all across America. I remember seeing a protest sign in downtown Billings, BIPOC supports defund the police. And it's like, wait, you're saying black?
An entire racial group?
Yeah, you're saying, so you're saying if you're black, Native American, or Hispanic, that you want to defund the police. Well, how come black communities are asking for more law enforcement? How come the Northern Cheyenne and the Crow tribes at the time were asking for more? Actually, Fort Belknap. All these Native American reservations are asking for more federal law enforcement. By the way, that was, what, 4 years ago they were asking for more law enforcement? They never got it from John Tester, did they?
No, yeah. Well, I think that's why you're seeing – I mean, so Ben Shapiro was talking about some recent polling where it had Donald Trump getting 40% of the Hispanic vote, Donald Trump getting, like, I think 16 or 17% of the black vote.
20% according to Evan Wilson, yeah.
And Ben Shapiro straight up said – If Donald Trump gets, you know, 15 to 20% of the black vote and 40% of the election's over, Donald Trump wins. But what I thought was really interesting about Ben Shapiro's recent show is Kamala Harris, and I don't know if you've covered this yet, Aaron, but Kamala Harris recently said that she would nuke the filibuster to pass quote unquote Roe v. Wade or codify Roe v. Wade, which is a legal nullity and kind of it's not really a thing, but it's a political soundbite. But the idea would be that the Congress, you know, passes a law invalidating all the state laws against abortion, which is what Democrats love to do. You know, Democrats love when 35 states pass constitutional amendments or laws saying that marriages between a man and a woman. Democrats love to go to the national level and then invalidate like 30, 40 states laws, and that's what they want to do with Kamala Harris nuking the filibuster to then invalidate all of these states' abortion laws. You know, but they love democracy, but no, they don't have any problem invalidating the will of the people in all these different states. But what's scary about nuking the filibuster to pass abortion protections at the federal level is that means the filibuster is gone for everything, and then if the Democrats get 51 votes in the Senate, they take the House, they take the White House, they will nuke the filibuster, then they will add multiple states to the country, they'll add permanent four members of the U.S. Senate that are Democrats, they will pack the Supreme Court, they will rip away jurisdiction from the Supreme Court on issues that they don't like the Supreme Court's ruling on. This is a really scary situation with these Democrats wanting to nuke the filibuster. I mean, this is a make or break moment because they'll pass H.R. 1 or whatever that one voting bill was where they wanted to basically invalidate voting laws all across the country, nationalize all the elections. I mean, if the Democrats take the Senate and the House and the White House in this election, it could be completely over as they add Washington, D.C. as a state, they add Puerto Rico as a state, they pack the court.
Permanent political power, the end of America as you know it. And Jeff Essman, a former state Senate majority leader, made the point via X earlier this week when that story came out about Kamala, is that John Tester is right along with her on all of that stuff, which is important to note because forget left-right politics for just a moment and just think about Montana, rural versus urban. Montana would lose significant power if that happens. We would lose significant power.
Well, the whole point of the filibuster is to make sure that if we're going to have major, major changes in federal law in this country, that there should be broad agreement amongst the people. We don't want you know, just a bare 51% majority ramming through massive, massive changes at the federal level because it's
or
not
even
stable.
The state level.
Or even the state level.
Even the state level. That's what's so stupid about these constitutional initiatives right now, which is why, folks, you've got to just say no to every single one of these. You can change our Montana Constitution with a simple majority. Why shouldn't that require two-thirds?
A constitution at that point.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's just mob rule. Bare, slim majority can change our Montana Constitution? That's crazy. You should have to get Tim and Billings on the phone lines, and then David and I got to talk about New York City Mayor Adams because we were just kind of BSing about that and the 60-second Fox News update there. Tim and Billings, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, I had to talk real quick about, you were saying BIPOC. And you kept saying that word, and I kept thinking, is that like the hip-hop album you get if you ordered a Tupac album off of Hulu or Wish?
It's a new Pfizer vaccine. BIPOC is a new Pfizer vaccine they're promoting now.
But what I really wanted to talk about was the American dream is not dead, and I'm not talking about just the financial, economic, and cultural American dream. I'm talking about the spiritual American dream. There was over 600 middle school and high school students that gathered last night on the practice field at West High and worshiped God and listened to good worship music and got together in community and fellowship, and that's something that we should celebrate. So it's not a woke update, it's an awakening.
That's awesome.
So that's great news for our community, and that's where our youth is going, and that's where our country is going, and it's because they're pushing back against the woke agenda and all the garbage that's been being shoved down their throats by these Democrats' mouth, honestly, you know, non-Christian people who hate the fact that Christians can find faith and worship something other than government.
That is a great awakening update. I'd love for some of those kids, some of them may be listening right now as they're driving to, you know, school themselves. I'd love to hear them call in and tell us why they were there and what it was like. And because, David, I'm so glad he called in, because I am very optimistic about our Montana youth, about the young Montanans that are coming up. I don't know about the rest of the country, but I'm excited about the Montana kids that are coming up. I've just been so impressed by so many of the young people I've come across.
Well, I was at Faith Chapel 2 weeks ago on a Sunday, and they did an outdoor baptism, baptized over 100 people just on a random Sunday. I think there is something going on out there. I think people are finally realizing, you know, being totally numbed out of society, you know, whether it's drugs and alcohol, addicted to your phone, you know, depression and anxiety. People are realizing that what the government's telling us, what the media's telling us, what the pharmaceutical companies are telling us about how to be healthy and happy is wrong. And actually the real way to be healthy and happy is to follow God's word. And people are realizing that, and people are experiencing it in their personal life. And you're seeing that. One thing I remembered or recently watched a clip of Ronald Reagan's 1980 RNC speech, because one of my Twitch followers from Australia loves American history and told me to watch it. But one thing that Ronald Reagan said in that 1980 RNC speech that I thought was so interesting was, he said, "I'm not running to be president just to execute the laws. I'm not running for president just to propose new laws to Congress. No, I'm running for president to lead a spiritual rejuvenation of America," essentially is what he said. And I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. When I think these kids have had so much garbage thrown at them, on their electronic devices, on their tablets, the radical transgender agenda, shut up and wear your mask.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So, David, you and I were kind of talking during the break a little bit more, you know, young people. It's such a great phone call there from Tim and Billings. Young people, I wonder if they've had so much garbage thrown at them these past few years, in particular the radical transgender agenda, that now they're pushing back against that.
I think you're seeing that even in the polling, especially with the young men, and the rejection of the woke ideology. And the unfortunate thing is I think, unfortunately, we had really gotten to a good place in our country in terms of a lot of cultural issues and the division and lack of division and lack of racial division in our country. And then Barack Obama won the presidency, and you've really seen it go downhill. And you're seeing a lot more division because of, I think, bringing the left, bringing race and bringing woke ideology and trying to force all this stuff on the people. I'm hopeful that the younger generation sees it and pushes back and the pendulum swings.
Yeah. Because I saw there was also a survey of Gen Z, which is obviously different than the young people right now, but Gen Z, that a majority of Gen Z folks
wish that apps like TikTok and Facebook were never created because they just see them as so destructive. So that's interesting. But this also ties in with a rant I went on via X in the 5 o'clock hour this morning. I wasn't on the radio, but I was like, as I'm doing my show prep, it's like, okay, I'll send out tweets while I'm doing my show prep, because as a thought comes to mind, I'll spit it out there on X, and then I can use it later on the show, because then I've basically written out some notes of things to talk about. But these TV stations, KTVQ, Color 8, all of these nonstop local stations, the Montana Television Network, they have embarrassingly bad, biased political coverage. I mean, it's just pathetic, frankly, across the board. And there's a lot of good people that work for these TV stations that do sports reports, that do some local stories that are important. And many of them, I imagine, are just as they're just absolutely embarrassed by their bad political coverage that's being forced down their throats on their very own TV stations. But I think much like these kids are pushing back at everything, it got so bad the way all this stuff has been pushed down the throats of these kids, the mask mandates and everything else, that they're rejecting it from their system. I think that's where Montanans are right now. The TV stations were always typically biased to the Democrats, but they were crafty about it. They still had this appearance of being fair, right? Because they were more fair. But as a result, they were more effective in steering public opinion. Now, they have gone so overboard, so over the top in the back pocket of John Tester and bashing Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy that the Montana public system, the people, are rejecting them from their system, and they are rebuking these TV stations because it's just so blatantly biased. It's so bad and pathetic.
Oh, and it's so obvious, too, with the newspapers and the TV news media. And it's not just Tester, Sheehy. Look at these stories they're running about our Secretary of State. Look at the conspiracy theory. The leftist Democrat conspiracy theories are out of control right now when it comes to the Secretary of State, when it comes to the Attorney General. Look at these stories they're running on those other races again. And it's like, okay, so you open up the newspaper, you watch the TV news, and it's a horrible, horrible negative story about the Secretary of State, about the Attorney General, about Tim Sheehy, and then some puff piece about, you know, the Democrat Party and John Tester, and it's like, this is so obvious.
Yeah.
And it's like, at least me and you are honest. Like, yeah, we're conservatives.
You know, like, come on. And you guys dropped the Farm and Ranch report from the Montana Television Network. So you poke farmers and ranchers in the eye, and then you do this blatant pro-John Tester BS coverage. Yeah, they even did pro-Ryan Bussey coverage. Now, that's just embarrassing, because that guy's going to lose by 20 points, and you guys are even, like, running cover for his failed campaign. I mean, give me a break. It's just embarrassing. Speaking of the Montana Secretary of State, there were all these headlines. The Montana Secretary of State removed Kamala Harris from the ballot. Okay. Was there an issue? There was an issue. Apparently, one of the vendors that did the online election deal. So if you work for the State Department in Germany or UK, and you have to vote from overseas, you can vote electronically. Well, on that electronic, on a fraction of these electronic ballots, yes, Kamala Harris's name was not on there, but they quickly identified the problem. They got with the vendor that was responsible for it, and they got the issue fixed. But boy, the media and the Democrats just had a field day with it. Even USA Today wrote a piece, no, Montana did not take Kamala Harris off the ballot. Wah, wah, wah.
Well, as if Kamala Harris has a chance to win Montana anyway, right? I mean, what a joke.
As if. Well, and also, like, the coronation of Kamala happened pretty last minute, too. So, you know, she didn't even get an actual vote in any primary anywhere in America. So,
but no, I mean, but the leftist Montana Dems on Twitter are even taking it a step further and saying that this is intentional, this is corruption, she should be impeached. Some of these Democrats even saying she should be charged with crime. But what it really shows, Aaron, is that administering elections is not that easy. It's taken us a long time to get a systems in place to administer elections, and it's constantly changing with technology and everything else, which is exactly why those CI initiatives that want to completely overhaul our election systems are such terrible ideas, simply on the administration piece. And I'm actually going to do like put together an extensive YouTube video about these constitutional initiatives. But one of the main things that's terrible about all of the jungle primary one and the ranked choice voting one, both of them, is they're an absolute disaster to administer. You have all kinds of administration problems with it because they're so convoluted. It's so complicated. There's so many more extra steps. There's so much more to do. It's way more expensive. It's way more confusing. You end up with way more election results being challenged and lots of confusion and errors and all of these things. But the interesting thing about it is that the Democrat Party in Montana can't win elections with our existing rules. So what do? They want to change the election rules. They want to completely over. And folks, let's be clear. These constitutional initiatives are a complete overhaul of everything we do in our elections. It's a complete change. This is a significant major change if these pass. And so the Democrats can't win with the existing rules. So they want to completely overhaul and completely change these rules. And it will be if either of those two CIs pass that do the jungle primary or the ranked choice voting,
train wreck.
We are in for an absolute disaster. And the Democrat Party is expressly counting on those two passing to rebuild the Montana Democratic Party. The Montana Democratic Party knows that it is at a low point right now, that it doesn't hold any of the statewide state elected offices right now. And they know that they cannot win elections with the rules that are in place right now. And so the Democrat Party, those two CI initiatives, those are both designed to completely change our election rules, specifically to help Democrats get elected.
Which is exactly why just say no to every single one of those constitutional initiatives. Don't vote for any of them. Don't let them mess with our elections. Don't let them mess with our Constitution. Say no to every single one of them. Kind of like David had a great line. He was first to use it on the radio. Declined to sign. Well, declined to vote for any of those constitutional initiatives. Steve in Ballantyne, what's going on this morning, Steve?
Morning, guys. Well, the American dream. My mom always told me, dreams do come true. So my thought on the American dream is it's just been put on the back burner for now. The American dream that you and I and everyone know about. My new American dream is to basically shut the border down, get them illegals out of this country at the Democratic expense, and get rid of Tester, get rid of these radical Democrats that are trying to run this country. That's the new American dream on my part. The old one has just been put on the back burner for now, and we will hopefully be able to see the American dream come back as it was.
Well, yeah, this November, what's that song? You Make My Dreams Come True. that's what we're hoping for here. Yeah, that's right. If we want to have the American dream for our kids and grandkids. David, I feel like you and I get to live the American dream in Montana right now, but for younger people trying to come up, Kamala's right. They killed it.
Well, I feel so happy that we got two of my favorite callers, both in the 7 o'clock hour today, Tim in Billings and Stephen Ballantyne. Always enjoy both of those callers. But yeah, I mean, I am so grateful, and I thank Jesus Christ every day that I live in Montana and that I was lucky enough with everything and blessed enough with everything that happened in my life that I was able to purchase a home. And so I am living the American dream because I own a home.
Yeah. You know?
But it was not easy, and it took a lot of side jobs. Actually, even as an attorney, I had to have side jobs and side gigs.
That's right.
So you talk about that, that photographer hustle. Having to do a side hustle to pay off your loans. Unfortunately, the economy, because of the federal debt, and Economics 101 says the higher the federal debt, the lower your economic growth is. We've gotten to an economic situation where you have to work two or three jobs to even have a hope.
Yeah.
Of owning a home.
But see, you and I, we're living the American dream because we already bought our house.
Right. It's the younger generation.
There are couples right now that can't get into one because of what they're doing in this country. But by golly, if you're an illegal alien, they'll find housing for you, won't they? All right, stand by. A few more minutes left right after this.
Immerse yourself in Candy Crush music season. Crush the competition for a chance to win 3 epic live music experiences anywhere in the world. Discover the hottest new tracks from Toki Monsta, Kimbra, and Lazewo in-game now. Now that sounds sweet. Quicker tap the banner to download Candy Crush and play Music Season now. Start September 19th. Open to players 18 older above level 25 in eligible countries. Price cap value and terms apply.
Fox News commentary.
A city in Maryland just approved a measure allowing non-citizens to vote, and this is just the beginning. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
The city of Frederick just became the largest municipality in Maryland to allow non-citizens to vote in local elections. The Board of Aldermen approved it on a 4-1 decision with only one dissenting vote. And advocates say it's only fair that all the people living in Frederick get a say. Pay close attention to that line because you're going to hear it a lot over the next couple years. As of now, D.C. as well as a handful of other municipalities in California, Maryland, and Vermont allow illegals to vote in local elections, though they swear they aren't voting in federal elections. That would be against the law. Kind of like coming across the border illegally. It's not hard to connect the dots, especially when you have Democrats in the House unwilling to pass a spending bill if it contains provisions explicitly preventing illegals from voting. I fear even a Trump re-election won't be able to stop it all, but he could stop the bleeding. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
201-6263.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, just a few minutes left. Again, a big thanks to the great David Noble for joining us in studio here and freeing up some of his time. Next Thursday, by the way, next Thursday I will be in Whitefish. David, I think you're cool. You will cover that whole hour, the whole 7 o'clock hour for me. And then I can get set up there from Whitefish, and then, you know, you can keep the phone calls flowing and everything. Thanks for doing that. That'll be fun next week. And then I'll go live. Actually, I might have the Joker cover the 8 o'clock hour. So I'll probably pop in the 6 o'clock hour, unless you want the 6 o'clock hour too next Thursday. Your call. You
maybe,
can think about
maybe
it.
Maybe we can have me and John Jackson do some of those hours. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, your call. If you guys want to do 6 to 8 as well, you can. And then I'll set up at Whitefish for the Equipment Dealers Convention, because what I can do is I can do recorded interviews with people there while you guys are running the show live back here. Anyway, we'll figure it out.
Because me and John Jackson are both pretty upset right now that the GOP House has continued to fund the Biden agenda, and unfortunately,
I think we all are. Yeah, yeah.
The SAVE Act didn't pass. Like, I mean, that funding bill just got passed. The SAVE Act wasn't in it, I don't think, was it?
Well, so that was my point, which is like, okay, nobody wants to see the CR. I don't even think Speaker Johnson wants to see the CR that he has to support.
It's a stopgap. I'm so sick of these stopgap things. Like, no, no more stopgaps, please.
Yeah, but unfortunately, though, the GOP doesn't have the votes to stand up and fight.
Right.
But then they also didn't have the votes to stand up and gain some tactical advantage either. So it's like, unfortunately, it is what it is right now.
And now's not the time to shut the government down. I agree. Tactically, now they should have done what they should have done, I think. And this is what Matt Rosendale did at the very beginning of this Congress when the GOP House took over. We ended up getting sidetracked with a bunch of other stuff, but the idea was, at the very beginning, you say, no, we're not passing stopgaps. We're not passing CRs. We're not passing omnibuses. And then, you know, and then it turned into a big disaster.
Yeah, but then the Republicans never had the vote. So the problem is that
right.
The problem, I think, boils down to the lack of GOP unity.
And, you know, you got a handful over here that's going to do their own thing. You got a handful over there that's going to do their own thing. So we don't have the unity to stand up and fight and stop these CRs from being the stopgap. And we don't have also the unity to also gain some tactical ground. So I think at this point, we just got to hope for a better House of Representatives heading into January. They can all just get their act together, stay united, stay in the fight, and better yet, have a Republican Senate to stop this nonsense.
So the Democrats are very concerned about the New York House seats, especially because Donald Trump was just in Long Island doing a rally here recently. Donald Trump saying he's going to win New York. And then with this Eric Adams thing playing out, I saw an article yesterday. These Democrats are real concerned about those New York congressional seats and what these indictments against the New York City Mayor Adams are going to do and impact those New York City congressional races.
So, but the funny thing, if we want to just laugh at it, even though it's not laughable really, is that, okay, so handful of Republicans voted against the CR last week that would have had the SAVE Act attached to it, that would have sent a message to the United States Senate, forced them to get on record against the SAVE Act. They voted against it. Okay, I get it. But then now the same CR is going to move forward, but without the SAVE Act. So it's like, all right, so it's like, again, whatever. Let's just get to the next House of Representatives. Better yet, let's get to a Republican-controlled Senate, and let's get Donald Trump in the White House.
Right.
And so all this, like, petty little, you know, locker room infighting can stop, and we can unite and get back in the fight.
Yeah, and then if we maintain the House, we take the Senate, we take the White House, then we can say, okay, now we're drawing the line. No more CRs and omnibuses and stopgaps unless they set us on a path towards not only a balanced budget, but a surplus, because we need to be running a surplus.
Well, because that's what I mean. I'm more concerned with what is the end result, not the virtue signaling of inside baseball. Well, we did it this way. We did it that way. I don't care which way you do it. Just get the freaking job done. You know, we got $36 trillion in debt and we're on the brink of World War III. But David, great to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks for covering down next Thursday in the 7 o'clock hour, and then I'll be in Whitefish later that morning.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.